500 samples. Information at worldgourmetfoods.com, bringing a taste of the world to Bloomington Normal.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. The Urbana School Board was still divided last night as they looked at a revised high school restructuring plan. Last spring, board members split on a proposal to create a new administrator post to monitor the plan's effectiveness. Last night, they split on an alternative plan to have current administrators meet as a team to do the monitoring. In the meantime, the District 116 School Board agrees on the rest of the plan, which was required after Urbana High set test scores failed to meet adequate yearly progress for 5 years running. Assistant School Superintendent Don Owen says those parts of the plan are already in the process of being implemented.
We've already started a number of things, including the restructuring of the freshman and sophomore core academic teams so that students are working in smaller learning communities.
These and other changes are being added on top of changes made as part of the Urbana High School's school improvement plan. That plan was required after the school failed to make adequate yearly progress for 2 years in a row. Last month, the district learned that after 5 years, scores had improved enough for Urbana High to finally make AYP. And Owen says the school improvement plan is part of the reason why. The progress gives the high school another year to implement the restructuring plan. But Owen says they see no reason to put things off. In the meantime, Urbana's school board will continue to discuss the monitoring part of the high school restructuring plan at its September 16th meeting. School board president Mark Netter is hoping for a final vote in early October. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley chastised people who let their children skip school yesterday to protest education funding. Natalie Moore has more.
While State Senator James Meeks brought busloads of parents and students to the North Shore to enroll in an affluent school district, CPS officials put on their own show. An array of local politicians and school leaders flanked the mayor to counter Meeks at the brand new Sir Miles Davis Academy on the city's south side. Daley didn't hold back.
It's very selfish. Children have to be in school. And if they're not in school the first day, don't blame the teacher. Now, you should not use children dealing with a political issue of all Democrats in Springfield that can't make up their mind. It's simple as that.
The pastor and politician Meeks says his controversial boycott is supposed to highlight the funding disparities in Illinois public schools. I'm Natalie Moore.
Meanwhile, organizers of that school funding boycott say they'll set up mock classrooms at several Chicago companies and city offices today. That includes Boeing. A spokesman there says the company hasn't been contacted by organizers, but he says that if children show up today, the company will ensure the children's safety and the company's ability to conduct business. Senator Meeks called the boycott to raise awareness of what he calls disparate school funding. He says some parents and students who skipped classes yesterday are willing to stay out of school for as long as it takes to get state action on the issue. Although the Illinois Department of Transportation stopped scraping dead animals off highways and curtailed mowing along highways earlier this year, the agency bought more new cars than any other state agency. In the fiscal year that ended June 30th, IDOT bought 148 cars at a cost of more than $2 million. The next most vehicle purchases were 35 made by the Illinois State Toll Highway Authority. IDOT spokesman Mike Claffey defended the purchases, saying the new vehicles replaced cars and light trucks that had more than 150,000 miles on their odometers, were damaged in accidents, or deemed too expensive to repair. Claffey says IDOT's fleet totals 1,782 vehicles, not counting heavy trucks and other equipment. Illinois' economy continues to grow at a very slow level, according to the monthly University of Illinois Flash Index. In August, the Flash Index checked in at 102.3. That's a 2.2 bump from July. Any rating above 100 represents economic growth. But economist Fred Gertz says the slight increase is no sign of recovery. A recession may still be possible.
There was hope several months ago that a slowdown might end the second half of the year and the economy might pick up again. But it appears now that's not the case. I think the expectation is it'll probably be 2009 before the economy really starts taking off again.
Gertz says international markets will also make it difficult for Illinois' economy in the coming months. He says with the dollar gaining strength again, American goods will become more expensive, which makes them less attractive to foreign buyers. A traveling replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial is coming to Chicago. The moving wall is a memorial to the more than 58,000 military members killed during the Vietnam War. It will be on display at the University of Illinois at Chicago beginning Thursday. The display will be open around the clock. The moving wall's Chicago trip was planned by the UIC's undergraduate student government. Student president Brent Thurman says the display makes it real. He says the moving wall brings home the ideas of loss, sacrifice, and service. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
9:35, and we check in with Ed Kieser for a look at the forecast. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
We have a chance of showers the next few days. How strong is that chance?
Very good as we go into, especially tomorrow and tomorrow evening. We do have showers on the radar and thunderstorms out to our west now, and we could get some later today and tonight and tomorrow morning, but tomorrow afternoon into evening is when I think the best chance of steady and heavy rainfall is possible. The heaviest rainfall overall in our two-state area will be across northern and west central Illinois, where I think 2-plus inches will be common. Some places will get over 4 inches. I think for much of east central and